can get to hear from other devotees on specific topics, especially on how to improve their chanting and how to understand the purpose of their chanting. So today's topic that I have been asked to deal with is sincere chanting empowers one to accomplish things for Krishna. Rasala Prabhu, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, sincere chanting empowers one to accomplish things for Krishna. To discuss about this topic, first of all, I will deal with what is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and what is the purpose of chanting. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra actually is a glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we are chanting His names, and these names are synonymous to His divine qualities. That Hare Krishna, O all attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's indicating that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all attractive. He is endowed with all the opulence. He is endowed with all the strength, beauty, fame, wisdom, and the renunciation. So in this way, we are actually broadcasting the glory of the Lord, that the Lord has been endowed, Lord is endowed with all these qualities. Krishna is indicative of these qualities, of attractive qualities, and these attractive qualities are known as Bhaga. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhagavan. He has all these qualities to the fullest extent. And He is Rama. He is the supreme enjoyer. And He is the giver of supreme pleasure. We all are hankering after pleasure. But what is the source of that pleasure? Krishna is a reservoir of all pleasure. So if we want to have, if we want to enjoy pleasure, if we want to have pleasure, then we simply have to go to Krishna, simply have to become connected to Krishna. Then we will receive those pleasures, we will achieve those pleasures. And He is Hari, who delivers us from the miserable material existence, and He is Hara, His pleasure potency is His most munificent, most magnanimous aspect, which delivers us from this material existence and engages us in His loving devotional service. So this is the supreme qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you chant the Maha Mantra, we are actually indicating, we are broadcasting the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer. We are praying through this mantra, we are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that please engage me in your loving devotional service. Please allow me to become engaged in your service to please you. Please help me to become free from this material bondage and thus become engaged in your devotional service. And this appeal is to His pleasure potency, Srimati Radharani, Hara. So Hare, we are first indicating to Srimati Radharani. Krishna is merciful, but Radharani is even more merciful. When Radharani appeals to Krishna that, Krishna, please bestow your mercy upon this living entity, then Krishna cannot refuse that appeal, deny that appeal. Krishna may not see us appealing to him, but when Srimati Radharani sees that we are appealing to her, then she becomes extremely concerned about our condition and appeals to Krishna to deliver us from our miserable material existence. And this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the Yuga Dharma for this age of Kali. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan asti hi eko mahan guna. Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajat. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the greatest benediction in the age of Kali. The age of Kali is the most degraded age, but this age has one extremely beneficial aspect. Asti hi eko mahan guna. This age has one great quality. And that is Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Brajet. Just by being engaged in devotional service to Krishna, we can become free from material bondage. And this Yuga Dharma has been given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. That's why he comes as Yuga Avatar. In every Yuga, he comes to establish the Yuga Dharma. And in this age, he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give this Yuga Dharma, that is, Jagai Sankirtana, the Sankirtan Jagya. By chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will become free from his material entanglement, material bondage of this nature. Although this age is very, very degraded, but one advantage that asti hi eko mahan guna, the great advantage of this age is that just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can become free from all our material bondage very easily. Chanting is the easiest process. Of all the Yuga Dharmas that we have, chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the easiest. Dhyan that is prescribed in the age, which is the Yuga Dharma of Satya Yuga, is most difficult. Then Yajna, which is the Yuga Dharma of Treta Yuga, is less difficult than Dhyana. Then Archan, worshipping the Lord in the temple, is even easier than performing Yajna. And chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Sankirtan, is the easiest of all the four Yuga Dharmas. And it is because in this age people have become so unqualified that they do not have any qualification to perform any of these dharmas. So that's why this Yuga Dharma has been given for the age of Kali. So Krishna has given this Yuga Dharma, and his thing is that you chant. And Yuga Dharma means, actually dharma means to accept the law of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavat pranitam. The law or the instruction or the process or the method that the Lord gives, that is the dharma. So Krishna says this is the law and we have to follow that law. So that is dharma. And another aspect of dharma is that by performing this, we show our loyalty, our submission to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we perform dharma, it actually indicates that we are accepting the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead tells us, do this, and we just do that. And this is the purpose of dharma, and this is the benefit of dharma. We abide by the law of the Lord and then we become favored by the Lord. And it is also Sankirtan Yajna. This age has a very special Yajna. Generally, Yajna is Agnihotra, Agnishtoma, kind of Yajna that is performed by lighting the fire of Yajna and offering the oblations in that fire of Yajna, chanting mantra. But in Kali Yuga, a special kind of Yajna has been given. And the purpose of the yajna, Krishna explained in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He is saying that at the beginning of creation, Krishna created the living entities, and he created the demigods. The living entities are here to act and derive pleasure out of their existence and actions by receiving all kinds of benefit from nature. And the demigods are the controllers of different aspects of the nature. Like in the government, we find that there are different branches, the electric supply department, water supply department, public works department, the roadways department, school department, education department, and so forth. And there are different in charge of those different departments. So similarly, in the material nature in the universe, there are different branches, and there are these demigods who are actually controlling those different branches. There is water department, there is light department, there is fire department, there is a rain department. And Krishna pointed out that saha yajna praja srishta purovacho prajapati. That purovacho, in the past, the prajapati, the lord of the progenitor, the supreme progenitor, pointed out that you perform this yajna, you perform these activities for the pleasure of the demigods, anena prasavishaddham eshobo stishta kamadhuk. And by doing that, your desires will be fulfilled. It's something like we are using the electricity, and then at the end of the month, we have to pay the bill. We are using water, and at the end of the month, we have to pay the bill. Similarly, we are using the educational facilities. We have to pay the tax for that. And we have to, in this way, for different facilities, we have to pay different taxes or bills. So in the material nature, through this yajna, we are paying those bills to the demigods. And the demigods are providing us with the facilities. When they get the bill, they become happy. Then they provide us with more facilities. So that's why Krishna is pointing out that Ishtan Bhogan Hivo Deva Dashante Yajna Bhavita. In this way, by performing yajna, one's desires will be fulfilled and he'll be able to enjoy those facilities of the material nature. But toir tattan apradaibhya je bhungte stena evasha. But one who does enjoy these facilities without paying to the demigods, and that they are known to be thieves. They are getting the facilities but not paying the price. And what the demigods do, although the demigods are receiving those facilities or those yajnas, but actually they are not holding it for themselves. They are offering it to Krishna. Just as different departments collect taxes and the bills, but then whatever they collect is again presented to the government. So in this way, the nature, this material nature, has a very wonderful arrangement established by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we follow that system, then Krishna is pleased and we enjoy our life. And then after that he pointed out, yajna shishta sina santo mucchante sarva kilvishai. Actually, enjoying in the material nature involves certain amount of kilvisha, certain amount of sin. But if we receive the yajna shishta sina, by receive the remnants of this yajna, or by performing the yajna, if we receive these benefits from the material nature, then those activities, those things are not causing any sinful reactions. So this is the way we enjoy in the material nature, but we do not suffer the consequences of sinful reactions. So Krishna actually made this arrangement. That is the meaning of yajna. And Kali Yuga has a very special kind of a yajna. We don't have to offer the oblations and ghee in the sacrificial fire. What we actually have to do is just chant the holy name of the Lord. That is the yajna for this age. And if we do that, then all the demigods will be pleased, all the departmental heads of this universe will be pleased, and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be pleased. And especially when Krishna has given this special process of yajna, and when he sees that in performing this yajna, Krishna becomes extremely pleased. It is something like Krishna said, that Krishna asks us to do something, that do this, and we do that. Then Krishna says, well, I'm very pleased with you. Naturally, Krishna feels that these are obedient people. They're acting according to my instructions. So naturally, Krishna becomes pleased. And this is the, and in this age, this is the best way to generate or please, this is the best way to please Krishna, just by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it is something like we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and Krishna, who is all cognizant, who knows everything, who is seeing everything, Krishna is watching us, Krishna is seeing that when we are chanting, Krishna becomes pleased. Oh, these are good people. They are obedient to me. And then Krishna specially takes care of those individuals who are chanting the holy name. And this prayer also is appealing to Krishna. Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service. Krishna, please allow me to love you and express my love for you. So when we appeal to Krishna in this way, then Krishna says, okay, fine. Do something. Just tell me what you want to do for me. And these are our desires, that Krishna, I want to do this for you. When we render service, service actually means we want to do something for Krishna, for his pleasure. We want to do it for Krishna. Krishna, please allow me to do this. And then Krishna actually empowers us. Sometimes our desires may be very simply achievable. But sometimes we may desire something which is practically impossible to achieve. But because the devotee's sincerity, Krishna will empower the devotee so that he can achieve that. One very wonderful example for that is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's desire was that Krishna consciousness movement would spread all over the world. That's what his spiritual master wanted. There's the seed that his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, planted in Prabhupada's heart during their first meeting. Why don't you spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? Why don't you spread the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world through English language? And Prabhupada took it up. Prabhupada accepted that instruction as his life and soul. And for about 44, 45 years, Prabhupada struggled to fulfill that desire. But then we see how Krishna fulfilled that desire of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted to serve Krishna, please Krishna, and it is eventually by Krishna's mercy that he had been able to achieve that. And this is how we have to understand that how Krishna empowers his devotees. Another example is Hanuman. Hanuman felt the need. Well, I have to go to Lanka. I have to go across the ocean to that island where Ravan has captivated Sita. And he jumped across the ocean. And how could he do that? How could anyone jump across an ocean? The monkeys can jump a great distance, but jumping across the ocean is impossible. But Hanuman could do that. Now we have to understand how could Hanuman do that? Hanuman could achieve such an act because the Lord has empowered him And Hanuman was, in this way, Hanuman was able to perform all kinds of wonderful things. The first, he went across the ocean, but the next jump that he jumped was from Lanka to the northern part of India in Himalayan mountain. And then, when he realized that he can't really identify that special herb called Vishalakarani, for which he actually came here, he just uprooted the whole mountain and just carried it to Lanka. Now, are these fairy tales? Are these just some fictitious stories? No, these things happened. But question is, how could such a thing happen? These things could happen only by the mercy of the Lord, because the Lord empowered his devotee to do such a thing. And that's why the devotees will always achieve some wonderful things for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so we chant, sincerely we chant, that means sincerely we display our submission to the Lord, our desire to serve the Lord. And when we, in this way, when we express our desire, or when we harbor this desire in the depth of our heart, then the Supreme Personality of Godhead empowers us. Okay, now you, okay, fine, do it, do it. Just like a servant may be a poor man, he may not have even $100, but if he is serving a billionaire, then a billionaire can give him billions of dollars to serve him, to facilitate him to serve him. So serving, if a billionaire can empower his servant in this way, so what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead empowering his devotee? He can empower him to do anything. And time again we are seeing that, how the devotees are achieving such wonderful things. And as I mentioned, the latest empowerment that we have seen, we practically with our own eyes, is Srila Prabhupada's achievements. In 10 years' time, he just spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, establishing 108 temples all over the world, motivating thousands upon thousands of people to accept Krishna consciousness and dedicate their lives completely to this mission. This is the sign of becoming empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this empowerment will come from the, according to the degree of our sincerity to serve him. The more sincere we are, the more he will empower us. The more sincere we are, the more we will be able to achieve all kinds of wonderful things for him. Therefore, as a devotee, we should not hesitate to desire to serve the Lord in some inconceivable way. Of course, this apparently, initially, they will be like some dream. But if we are sincere, then Krishna can fulfill those dreams. Because these dreams are simply to spread his glory. These dreams are simply to please him. If we dream all kinds of wonderful things to please Krishna, and Krishna as the super soul sitting in our hearts naturally knows that intentions, that, and Krishna feels that, well, this person, this devotee of mine wants to serve me in this way. So, okay, I will fulfill his desire. And Krishna empowers. And what is impossible for Krishna? Nothing is impossible for Krishna. But what actually really matters is our sincerity, our earnest intention to do it for his pleasure. If we are trying to do something for our pleasure, for our name and fame, then no, Krishna will not empower us. But when the intention is pure to serve him, then yes, Krishna will empower us in an inconceivable way. We cannot even imagine what Krishna may do, how Krishna may enable us, empower us to achieve something that's practically unimaginable, inconceivable. So this is how the sincere chanting will empower one to accomplish things for Krishna. And it is necessary. In order to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, we have to achieve all kinds of wonderful things. Otherwise, it don't happen. If we are just ringing the bells in a temple and having picnics, as Prabhupada said that Gauriamath was doing, if we also become reduced to that, just ringing the bell in a temple, somehow maintain the aratiks and deity offerings to the deities, and we think that we have performed our duty, and then now I can go out and do anything that I want, or if I'm chanting 16 rounds, if I'm chanting my 16 rounds, I am doing my duty, this movement is not going to spread the way Srila Prabhupada wanted, the way Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted, and the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted. To spread this movement all over the world in every town and village, we have to achieve something wonderful. We have to start achieving all kinds of wonderful things. The devotees have to perform things in such a way that the world will become awestruck. And then they will believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how He is empowering His devotees. By seeing the greatness of the devotees and the achievements of the devotees, the people will be able to recognize the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accept Him. And in the process, what does a devotee do? While he is glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will also benefit the living entities of this world. They will be doing all kinds of wonderful beneficial acts for the people. They'll establish real prosperity and peace in this world. It is through the devotees' wonderful endeavor to serve Krishna that the prosperity will prevail everywhere in this world. Today's world is full of suffering. People may have lots of material accomplishments, material facilities, but at the core of their hearts, they all are so miserable. But the devotees will come and show them the way how to become free from that miserable condition and become truly joyful. Yesterday someone was telling that his neighbor was questioning, how come you are so happy all the time? And he told her that because he meditates for 2 hours every day. So she questioned, how does he meditate for 2 hours? And he showed his beads and he told her how he sits down at one place and chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And she was, she realized that, this is the way to be really happy. Because she's practically seeing that how this person is happy. She knew him for many, many years. They have been neighbors since his birth in that neighborhood. And she is seeing that this person is always so happy because he has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's how he is happy, means he is free from misery. And then she will learn, if she wanted to become free from her miserable condition, what she should do. And then we have to make arrangements so that more and more people can take benefit. Unfortunately, today our preaching is not that effective. Not many people are becoming attracted. Very few people are becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness. Especially the youth are not attracted to Krishna consciousness movement. The youth, they are, even our own youth are leaving the movement and going away. And the youth, those who join the movement as a student and spend many, many years of their youth in our movement, when they take up a job, they go away. So in this way, our movement is missing out on some very valuable, very purposeful input. So So we have to seriously consider how to make this movement spread all over the world. And when we sincerely want that, when we sincerely desire that, when we sincerely want to serve Krishna, please Krishna, then yes, Krishna will help. And Krishna will, Krishna's help means Krishna's empowerment. Krishna will empower. Therefore, when sincere chanting means pure chanting. Sincere chanting means a pure prayer to Krishna. Krishna, please allow me to love you and express that love for you through sincere service for your pleasure. And in this way, if we sincerely try to serve Krishna, this movement will spread all over the world in leaps and bounds in a tremendous way. But we, the devotees, we, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, have to become sincere and try to do something effective. It's not that we have to always achieve something superhuman tasks. Like all of us are not going to be like Hanuman, who will jump across the ocean. But at least we can do whatever little we can, like Rasalab Krishna Prabhu is doing. Like he arranged this program. And this is a sincere expression of service to Krishna. That let the holy name spread. Let people get to know about the holy name and how to chant the holy name and what's the benefit of chanting the holy name. And in this way he is facilitating the devotees. Many devotees who don't really have association of senior devotees because of their geographical locations. And they, by this conference, they are getting the facility to get this opportunity to hear many senior devotees on a regular basis and make spiritual advancement. So in this way, if all of us try to serve Krishna in some way, we don't have to display our superhuman, supernatural qualities, but if we just try to do something that is possible for us within our limited means, that's good enough. And many, many sincere devotees' endeavor will culminate into some massive achievements, just as drops of water fill up the ocean. Similarly, we have to try to do something for spreading this movement. We should not become complacent, thinking that, well, I am chanting the holy name, and at the end of my life, I'll go back to Godhead. No, that is not the purpose of our chanting the holy name. That is not the real purpose of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is that let us do something so wonderful for Krishna that the whole world will become benefited from that. Let me try to do something that will benefit the people who are around us. And initially we may try to serve the people around us, and when Krishna sees that our intention is so sincere, then Krishna himself will make arrangements that our sphere of activities, our spheres of preaching will increase. And in this way, through our collective endeavor, this Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the world. Thank you very much. So, at this point, I can invite questions.
Rasala Prabhu. Okay. Maharaj, so I will... unmute the participants just now.
Okay, thank you.
Line unmuted.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu's Mataji. You can take some questions.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, what are the symptoms of one who is chanting seriously?
What is the symptom of one who is chanting seriously? The symptom of chanting seriously is that one is completely absorbed in chanting. That this chanting is the sound vibration, uttering Krishna, Krishna's name, which is in the form of sound, the sound vibration. And Prabhupada pointed out that this sound vibration must be received through hearing. So the sincere chanting means sincere hearing. We should hear attentively how we are chanting, and this is then it is hearing and chanting, chanting and hearing. And as much as possible, we should try to control the mind. Mind should be focused onto hearing. And then only it will become the sincere prayer, which is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Krishna, please allow me to love you. Krishna, please allow me to serve you and express my love for you through my service.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, how do we at times balance our chanting with other service for spreading Krishna consciousness? Often we find that when our enthusiasm for spreading Krishna consciousness, having programs many times in the evening, going late, it affects our chanting the next day.
Yeah. Well, chanting and rendering devotional service are synonymous. But since Prabhupada said that we have to chant at least 16 rounds, we should make it a point to chant that 16 rounds. That should not be neglected. That is the first and foremost responsibility that we have. 16 rounds we have to chant, and that should not be affected. And preferably, that should be chanted in our mind is more peaceful, and our the environment is very serene. And you'll notice when you chant your rounds in the morning, it will take much less time than it would take if you spread it throughout the day. So do other things, but everything must be centered around chanting. Why you are making these programs? Why are you doing different things to spread Krishna consciousness? What does it actually mean? It means that we are actually trying to spread the glory of the holy name of the Lord. Because in this age, the Lord has appeared as a holy name. So it should not be like if we neglect the holy name, then other services are not going to be effective and purposeful. So first is the holy name and then everything else. All right?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Can you please elaborate on, you were talking about how, what Radharani's role is, how we kind of go through her to get to Krishna. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah. You see, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is a very important person. And he is a very busy person. He is so busy that often he cannot take care of small details. But Srimati Radharani is very merciful. She is not as busy as Krishna. And when she sees that some living entities are sincerely trying to serve Krishna and appealing to her that they can be engaged in Krishna's service, she hears that just as Krishna is omniscient, Srimati Radharani also is omniscient. So when somebody appeals to Srimati Radharani, Radharani hears that. And she is very easily pleased, and then she appeals to Krishna. Krishna, please bestow your mercy upon this living entity. And then Krishna cannot refuse the appeal of Srimati Radharani. And this point can be more clearly understood when you consider the role of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Mm-hmm. Krishna in his mood as Krishna is merciful, but not so merciful. But when Krishna comes in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he becomes exceptionally merciful. Like what Krishna never did before, in this incarnation Krishna is doing that. Because he is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In this mood he is most magnanimous. And in the mood of Srimati Radharani he is just distributing the greatest spiritual asset, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, to anyone and everyone without any consideration of quality, qualification and eligibility. In other ages, Krishna doesn't do that. He doesn't give the holy name, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One has to be extremely qualified to receive this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But in this age, because he came in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he is distributing this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Guru Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept
yes.
My obeisances.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Lavina from Spain.
Oh, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. I just wanted to know that while chanting, is it okay to listen to Prabhupada Japa? To concentrate on his voice or to concentrate on our own voice?
It is preferable that you concentrate on your chanting. But if the mind drifts, then Prabhupada's voice will remind you to be attentive in your chanting. All right?
Okay.
And if you want to listen to Prabhupada's chanting, then don't consider that as part of your 16 rounds. Then you just sit down and listen to Prabhupada's chanting. Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hey Maharaj, I think...
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey Maharaj, I think our temple president, Madhupati Das,
oh, yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. Is Madhupati Prabhu there?
Yes, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hey. I wanted to, Prabhuji, if you have any comments.
Maharaj,
Hare Krishna. Madhupati Prabhu, how are you?
Right, Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving us this wonderful association. And
Hare Krishna. How is the temple progressing?
Maharaj, we have submitted our application with all the plans to the township.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the process of approval.
Okay, very good.
And probably another, let's see, depending upon Krishna's mercy and...
How much will it take to get this permission, planning commission?
It will take 9 months to a year.
Oh, it takes that long.
Yes.
And after that, you'll start the construction.
Yes, Maharaj.
And then how long do you think it will take?
Maharaj, if sincere, it will take less time. If we are trying to be sincere, so that we can get more sincere people, sincere donors involved. It's all financially driven.
Well, you are so sincere that Krishna will positively empower you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Maharaj, some of your disciples are on the conference. Can the devotees announce their names, those who are disciples of Maharaj?
Okay, yes, I would love to hear who
would be interested. Yadunath Prabhu, are you there?
Hare Krishna. Good Maharaj, Yadunath Prabhu.
Oh, hey Yadunath, how are you?
That's
so you could
nice.
Connect, huh?
Yes, I was able to maintain the signal the whole time.
Okay, wonderful. So, are you in the palace?
I'm sorry?
Are you in the palace area?
Yes, I'm up the hill at the palace, yes.
Yeah, because that's the best area that's the best reception you get.
Yes, I was by the goats, but Rasa Krishna Prabhu told me that it's a stronger signal by the palace. So I was able to hear the very wonderful class. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj. Thanks everyone for joining.
I see. Who else was there?
Mamtani.
Okay. Oh, Hare Krishna, Mamtani.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Dandavat Pranam, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Who else is there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, this is Pandu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sanjay from Milwaukee.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Sanjay.
Do we dial the same number next week?
Next week it'll be 9 a.m. Saturday. Yeah, but
Is it the same number?
Yes, yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll conclude the class. Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Good Maharaj ki jai.
Good Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.
So when is the Java class?